Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Ukrainian officials said gas leaks from Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines connecting Russia and Germany were caused by a Russian, quote, terrorist attack. Underwater blasts were recorded before the leak began. Both pipes were filled with gas but inactive, in part because Russia has been withholding gas from Europe in response to economic sanctions. Denmark and Germany are investigating the cause of the leaks. Poland's prime minister said he suspected sabotage. Hurricane Ian hit Cuba, cutting power for nearly 1 million people and forcing 50,000 to evacuate. Ian is expected to intensify before reaching Florida on Wednesday. Many Floridians have already had to evacuate. Forecasters predict that this year's Atlantic hurricane season, which runs until November 30th, will be unusually stormy, in part because of interactions between the Pacific Ocean and the atmosphere above it. The IMF urged Britain's government to, quote, reevaluate its new fiscal policy, which triggered a collapse in the value of sterling after it was announced last week. The global lender reckons the, quote, untargeted measures, which include £45 billion of debt-funded tax cuts, will worsen inflation and increase inequality. Earlier, the Bank of England's chief economist said the package would require a, quote, significant monetary response. Officials in Kazakhstan said around 98,000 Russians had crossed their shared border since President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization. Last week, Mr. Putin said around 300,000 men were needed on the front line of his war in Ukraine. Some 250,000 have since left Russia. Meanwhile, Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, urged world leaders to take, quote, preventative action, rather than waiting to, quote, react to Russia's latest escalation. The S&P 500 closed at its lowest level of the year for a second straight day. The pound rebounded against the dollar, rising above the nadir of below $1.04 that it had reached on Monday. Markets remain on edge amid mounting economic anxiety and the prospect of steeper interest rate rises. Saudi Arabia's king appointed his son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, as prime minister, a role traditionally held by the monarch. The move formalizes the crown prince as head of the government, though he has been the kingdom's de facto ruler since 2017. King Salman, who is 86, has recently spent time in hospital and cut back on duties. The World Bank slashed its growth forecast for China in 2022, in part because of the country's zero-COVID policy and property crisis. The bank expects the world's second-largest economy to grow at an annual rate of 2.8%, a little over half of its previous forecast of 5%. Growth in the East Asia and the Pacific regions was also revised down to 3.2%. And fact of the day, 250,000. The number of near-Earth objects, or space rocks, that are 140 meters across or bigger thought to exist. If Earth were hit by some, the damage could be immense. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app, or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.